हरे कृष्णा। हुआवर इट बी वेदर वन इज अर्थ अर्थार्थी जिज्ञासु ज्ञानी एनी वन हु इज ईगर टू अक्वायर नॉलेज अबाउट कृष्णा एंड विशेस टू परफॉर्म सम पायस एक्टिविटीज इन रिलेशन टू कृष्णा दे आर एक्सट्रीमली फॉर्चुनेट बिकॉज दे आर इन द राइट डायरेक्शन एंड एवेंचुअली they will get to the lotus feet of Krishna. Then the other four categories of people, Namam Dushkritana Mudha, those hard-working asses, or uncivilized men, or misguided intellectuals, or outright atheists, those four categories of people, they will never surrender to Krishna and they will go far, far away. Remain absorbed in the nefarious activities. But there are others who are neither in the negative four categories nor are they surrendering to Krishna or approaching Krishna. But there are people who appear to be faithful, having some Shraddha, but in demigods and in impersonalism. So Krishna says about them, he says that those are demigod worshippers. I give faith in their hearts towards those particular demigods. And I offer the gifts to those people through the agency of demigods. Actually, whenever we hear about demigods, we often immediately, our mind may brush it aside, thinking that I don't worship the demigods, I only worship Krishna. But actually, even people who are fans of cricketers, who are fans of very famous Hollywood, Bollywood cinema actors, or who are fans of great politicians. So such people also are counted amongst demigod worshippers. Because those charismatic personalities, they give them some reward. For example, cricketers bring success to the nation. Similarly, cinema actors and actresses give sense gratification to their senses. Similarly, politicians may award them a post in their party or offer some respectable position. So in this way, people are also kowtowing or following some small or big demigods, even in this world, whether in the higher planets or even on the earthly planet, everybody is doing some hero worship. But Krishna very clearly says that those so-called heroes or demigods, along with their gifts, will be washed away by the power of time. Because this world is characterized by srishti pralaya, srishti pralaya, srishti pralaya, bhutva, bhutva, pralayate. Everything will be finished. So the association with Krishna awards the jiva boundless bliss and personal association of Krishna. Whereas the worship of the demigods offers temporary fruits and eventually destruction. You will see, take one example for each, for Krishna, Rama and Narayana. You see, in the case of Krishna, Banasura joined hands with Shiva and tried to attack Krishna. Similarly, you will find Ravana worshipped Shiva and tried to attack Lord Rama. Hiranyakashipu, you know, he worshipped Brahma and attacked Narayana, considered that Narayana his enemy. So you will see in this world, all the demigod worshippers, they have become anti-Vishnu. For example, one of the famous demigods in the modern times is the scientist. Those, even the Brahmana boys who start admiring the scientists as their heroes, they become atheistic and become anti-God. You can see that. Just like Hiranyakashipu is taking power from Brahma and trying to attack Vishnu. So therefore you will find all these demigod worshippers, they appear to be faithful, but where is their faith? They become anti-Vishnu eventually. They become destroyed. Another category of Brahmavadis, or those who are impersonalists, they also have a lot of misunderstandings about the Lord. They consider the Supreme Lord to be having some material body like the ordinary Jiva, or they think the Supreme Brahman has taken on a form temporarily. They think like that. So, due to all these things, Krishna says, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavritaha. So, somebody may ask, oh Krishna, therefore you are not visible to them, you are covered over. So, you have put a covering around yourself. Krishna says, no, no, no. I have not put a covering around myself. I have covered them. And I hide away from them. He says, I hide away from them. I am not visible to them. I put a covering around them. And I am not covered. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana bhavishyani cha bhutani mamtu vedana kashchana. Krishna says, Arjuna, I know the past, present and future. Me, no one knows. Because these demigod worshippers and impersonalists, I put a covering over them. So, completely covered by illusion, they can't see me. They can't get access to me. So, in this way, amongst the three categories of people we discussed, the four categories of non-surrenderers, those who are Namam Dushkrutana, Mudha and other people, or these impersonalists and demigod worshippers, none of these people get any access to Krishna. Only the four pious people, Artho, Jigyasa, Artharthi, Jnani, only they have access to Krishna. So at least they are seeking knowledge about Krishna. They are seeking to do some pious activities for Krishna. They may be seeking something from Krishna in the beginning. And in this way, it becomes very clear from Krishna's revelation of knowledge about what he wants us to be and how does he want us to approach him. And amongst them, the jnanis and the jnanasus are the best. And amongst jnanasu and jnani, jnani is the best. Jnanasu is aspiring for the knowledge of soul and body, whereas the jnani is approaching knowledge of the relationship of soul and supersoul. And he actually wants knowledge to please Krishna. He wants knowledge to understand Krishna. He wants knowledge to serve and satisfy Krishna. Therefore, Tesham jnani nitya yukta yeka bhaktir vishishyate priyohi jnani nautyartam maham sacha mama priyaha. Like the Krishna says. So in this way, in the chanting of the holy name, we should know in which category of worshippers we should be in order for us to become sufficiently pleasing to Krishna. We are rightly situated so that Krishna will consider looking at us, glancing at us mercifully, and he will lay us the road by which we can approach him, and he will give us the knowledge by which we can approach him. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. So not only we should chant the holy name, initially it is all right to chant the holy name blindly also, unknowingly, even with ignorance one can chant. Like we say, even a fire touched by a child, it will have effect. But eventually, one has to have a clear knowledge of what am I doing while chanting, whom am I praying to, what should be my aspiration, what is right and wrong aspiration. These things are very important if we want to fine-tune the quality of our chanting and have the right approach to Krishna's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.